Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains higher in all three categories today. Led the way by the soybeans today, closed up 10.5 cents. November 877 even, and that was about 7.5 cents off of their highs for today. Corn higher as well. December corn up 5.25 at 368.25, right on their high. So it's a good strong close into the end of the day for corn. Wheat was higher as well, with Chicago wheat higher than Kansas City. Chicago was up 7.75 at 475.5. Kansas City December up 1.5 at 476.25. So again, across the board, really strong day for the grain futures. Now Dow Jones is up 337, so a strong day for it. The U.S. dollar is down 27, so most of the outside markets are fairly supportive for the grain complex here. And after that three-day weekend with no negative news and the possibility of maybe some cooler temperatures, if you just look at the 6 to 10-day, a little bit lower than normal temps, the 8 to 14-day gets back to normal temperatures. But the overall idea that if any sort of possibility of a cold front in the corn and or the Midwest in general, there could be a rally here for the corn and beans. But at this point, the weather up to this point has been really well, really good.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports were this morning for grains rather than yesterday due to the holiday. It was negative for wheat at 13.6 million bushels. The estimate was around 20. Corn was positive at 35.2 million bushels, where the estimate was 32. And then beans were less than half of expectations at 3.4 million bushels, where the expectation was 8. Now, hedge funds are still short the wheat, 195 million bushels of wheat, short 120 million bushels of soybeans, and long 335 million bushels of corn. And that indicates that corn is perceived to be at a value at these current levels. Now, there was a few announcements this morning of some sales, 128,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, and then 120,000 of beans to an unknown destination. And then at the end of this week on Friday, we'll have the USDA monthly report. The big numbers here was the corn and bean production numbers. It's expected to be 13.484 billion bushels on a yield of 166.5. That's lower than last month's number of 13.686. And for beans, total production 3.841. Last month was 3.916, so lower for corn and lower for beans.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets. October, live cattle up $3 at $143.47. December up $3 at $145.77. October feeder cattle up $3.82 at $199.52. November up $3.90 at $190.65. October lean hogs down 37 at $68.77, with that December up 25 at $63.60. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 2.25 at $4.77, March up 2 at $4.91. December Chicago wheat up 7 1/4 at 475. December corn up 5 1/4 at 368 1/4. March up 5 1/4 at 379 3/4. November soybeans up 12 3/4 at 879 1/4, with January up 12 1/2 at 882 1/4. October cotton up 22 at 63.29. December up 66 at 63.28. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.